Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
From the U.S. version of IFA, we're in Las Vegas this week as Into Tomorrow launches our 24th year on the air. I'm Dave Graveline.
This portion of our Vegas special is brought to you by LaunchBoom, bringing the world's most innovative crowdfunding projects to market. Visit LaunchBoom.com. By ViewSonic, a leading global provider of visual solution products. See the difference at ViewSonic.com. And by IFA Next 2019, cutting-edge technology by startups, grown-ups, and leading industry giants, where consumer tech meets innovation. It's IFA in Berlin, ifa-berlin.com.
You know, you hear us talk on the show all the time about your source for connecting your laptop to the world, among so many other things. Yeah, you already know I'm talking about OWC. Our next guest is the CEO of OWC. That's a lot of initials. Here on IT, as in Into Tomorrow. Larry O'Connor, welcome back to the show. Delighted to have you with us and glad that you could spend a couple of minutes with us here in Vegas. How are you?
Doing great. It's been a great couple of days at CES already. I mean, it's like, can't believe it's only Tuesday. It feels like it should be Friday.
Oh, but I know. And by the time folks hear this, we've all, I hope, gotten home safe and we're recovering from this week in Vegas.
From a great show, though. I mean, it's great. Every day is great. I mean, it's just so much is packed in each day. I mean, it feels like a week every day, but in a great way, in a good way.
Oh, yeah. And the networking and the people, and it's so, and the products, the cool stuff to touch and feel and look at and deal with. And of course, you guys, when we talk about cool products, you know, we've been talking about OWC for years, and folks know you've got to visit. Oh, by the way, their new, easier to remember website, especially those of you driving, it's OWC.com. You can't miss it. Like, as in other world computing, OWC.com/into. I got to get that in there, too, because Larry and his team like to see our listeners going there, and you want to get taken
care of. We're cool with it. I know that's, we're all good. You know, OWC, whether you go through search engine, type OWC.com, OWC.com.into, you know, we love you, Dave.
Yeah, and vice versa. So it is a mutual admiration society. The point being, you've always got cool stuff to talk about. And in the introduction, I said, well, connecting your laptop, making it easy to the world, literally in every sense. What are you showing here this week?
Well, we're starting with our eGPU chassis. I mean, we now it supports up to a 650-watt video card. And to really put things into perspective, I mean, you can buy now a relatively inexpensive, whether it's a Mac Mini, MacBook Air, a Windows Slimbook, something. It may only have a couple ports, may not have anything more than just that integrated Intel GPU. So you're on the road, it's great for email, web browsing, you know, basic stuff. You get to the office, you get to your house, you plug in the GPU chassis with a Vega 56 or a Radeon 580, and suddenly you have a gaming station, you have a video editing station,
wow,
you have an AR/VR station. So you don't have to have a big investment in your base system. Your base system will be very flexible and versatile for how you use it. But you get to the office, you need to have some horsepower, or you want to sit back and play games, you know, the latest and the greatest. You now have a chassis, a gaming solution, this eGPU, Helios FX. You plug it in, and now you can do all that great stuff. And hey, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, a newer, better GPU's out there. You got something that, you know, an application or a game that needs a little more horsepower and needs that latest codec, needs that support. You take the card out of our chassis, put a new one in, and you're there. You don't have to replace the computer. You don't have to have an expensive base. Or some folks, you have this rig at home, you have it at your office, you carry something like a Nook back and forth, you carry a MacBook Air back and forth. Now, you have your chassis, you have a duplicate setup at your house and at your office, and that's actually less expensive than buying a high-end computer.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that you're future-proofing it for folks all the way into tomorrow, if you will, it gives the folks the ability to say, you know, I'm going to make an investment, and it's going to last me for some time because, yeah, it's swappable stuff.
It's huge. This powers the computer, so you don't have to use your power adapter. I mean, that's kind of slick. And your system runs cool because the horsepower, the heavy lifting, a lot of applications, that's all on the GPU. So,
yeah.
You know, we do the work, and now your core, I mean, it's there for, well, again, it's there for the stuff that, you know, it really is designed for.
And what does the E in eGPU stand for?
External.
Oh, I knew that. But just in case some of our audience wasn't sure, you know, I wanted to get that in. But there you go. That makes sense because you can then connect all these things to it, and you've got that horsepower you need when you need it for whatever you got to do.
And that's the future. I mean, I, again, I'm not really totally overly thrilled with some of these future things, but at the end of the day, you know, the systems are coming out, have less ports, yeah, have less, you know, expansion, have less adaptability in themselves. But now with Thunderbolt 3, Thunderbolt 3 changes the game and lets you plug in all these things. Thunderbolt 3 gives you what used to be on a car that went into a PCI slot. Now you can do that external. So you've got a core that, quite frankly, can last a very long time, and you're upgrading around it. And then the things that are around it, they don't go away. They don't have to be. You don't have to throw out the baby with the bathwater when something new comes out. You know, you're upgrading those pieces rather than having to spend, you know, the big bucks on something that's going to be fixed and at some point is going to be obsolete.
And, of course, with your Thunderbolt 3 dock, you've got so many ports available. It's like everything you can think of, you can connect to this.
Right, your whole world. So, once again, you're out in the field. I mean, you're running around. You got a laptop with super great capabilities. You get back, one cable charges you, plugs in, you know, a bunch of USB 3 ports, USB 3.1 Gen 2, gives you SD reader, gives you SD micro reader, gives you your Ethernet, S1000 base T, gives you audio in and out, digital audio even, and powers your computer too, and your display. So one cable connects you to everything.
Wow.
In fact, they have a couple
there's
displays.
No degradation. You're not losing because you plugged something else in and now suddenly the power has dropped or something. You got it covered.
No, it's full power to your laptop, sure, and it's full power to all the ports. And it's full bandwidth. You have 40 gigabits. I mean, that's 4,000 megabytes a second. That's a few years ago that you couldn't even dream of that.
Yeah.
You got USB 3. Again, you got digital audio. You got standard audio. You got Ethernet. There's a mini display port with DP++. Comes with HDMI adapter, but it supports DVI and VGA without active adapter. I mean, true native. All these things. SD reader, micro SD reader. You know, everything's built in this that you can think of. And high-speed charging for your mobile devices, tablets, and whatnot. Mm. Everything's in that dock.
And what does it cost?
Under $300 for the Thunderbolt 3. And then we have a 10-port. It's got a little sister that's $119.
But wait, don't order yet. You've got other goodies you're showing here, too, this week in Vegas.
We do. You know, our Leap Pro Mini, which is we don't call it a rugged, but it is a extremely rugged product. Rugged's not in the name, but it's more rugged than other products that mention rugged.
Yeah, exactly. And there's the key, because we're always saying, take care of your electronics. You know, don't abuse them. Don't drop them if you can avoid that kind of thing. But this will handle some concerns if you're traveling the world or just going to and from your office. Stuff happens, as we say on the radio. And in this case, it's probably going to last fine. Right? It's going to be just fine.
It is built to truly take the abuse. You know, nothing falls off of it. I mean, it doesn't stop working. You know, pieces don't look like they're out of place.
Yeah.
It's built, quite frankly, it's built to look really great. It's also built to make sure that the data that it's responsible for is protected. Mm. And your data is priceless. I mean, that's I can't emphasize enough. Hey, back up. Make sure you do all those good things. When we're on the road, have a product that, you know, if it does take a drop, does take a bang.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to have something that can take that and truly take it.
And
you know what happened? It makes you nervous a bit, but then you plug in and life is good.
Oh, of course. And you hear on your team, Ken Higgins, who's on the show every week with OWC, great digital tips. And some of the best stuff he has done regularly with us and for our audience is reminding folks about the importance of backup and the different backups. And don't just back up one place. And you know, we typically remind our audience every week on the show, regardless, backup, backup, backup. You don't want to call in and say, oh, my gosh, I've lost all my data. Well, no, you didn't, because you have your other backup, right? Well, yeah, maybe not.
Right.
You supply all the goodies to make it easy to back up your important data as well.
It's amazing.
Not only the connectivity, but backing up is critical.
Well, you give you the ports, but I mean, the thing that's crazy is the products that we build, I mean, they are pro products.
Yeah.
I mean, people use these products for anything from backup all the way up to video editing. And they're suitable. I mean, that's we really want to make sure that the best technology is available for every application. So, I mean, a lot goes. We don't have different classes. We don't do, you know, firmware tricks to have. Here's our low-end product. Really the same as our high-end product. We just firmware it down. everything is built, to truly a pro level so that everybody gets the benefits of, quite frankly, good data storage, good protection.
Yeah.
And the power supplies, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that, but you look at the power supply that comes with some of these externals. If it's not a bus powered, they're the little wall wart things, and they have to operate on peak surge, they run hot. That does that. Ultimately, those power supplies fail early, and they also cause failure in the devices. If you look at, it's hard to really explain and show some of these things, but if you look at the power supplies, we include more, not less, and by including more, the power supplies don't run hot, and they provide clean power. And if anybody's into audio, you know what happens with an amplifier, that if you have to turn it up nearest max to get it to a decent listening level, it's distorting.
Yeah, something's wrong with that picture or that sound, and that there's the issue.
Right, and with power supplies, you can't hear that or see that, but that same kind of situation goes into your storage device, and it's not good for over the course of time.
Not at all. And obviously, folks like us are into audio. Imagine that, right?
What a
radio
surprise.
Guys. Yeah, go figure. And real quick, let's talk about this little gem.
The travel dock, it's under $50. It's not just for travel. It gives you HDMI 4K out, gives you a media reader, an SD reader, gives you two USB ports. And this is not a hub. So many companies call their hubs docks.
Yeah, and that's a misnomer in many ways.
Totally. They don't have power delivery management. And when you plug into a Type-C, the computer, the host, whether it's an iPad, whether it's a Chromebook, whether it's a MacBook, whether it's a MacBook Pro, whether it's a Windows, an HP, it doesn't matter. It wants to see that power delivery talk, that connection, because it gets to monitor what the devices are doing, gets to control the power. But the biggest thing that you get with our dock that you don't get with those so-called other docks that are really just hubs.
I like how you're being kind to them.
You can power through the dock, and that's big. You don't have to disconnect the dock when you need to recharge. And because of the standards we follow, guess what? Even the iPad Pro that just came out, nothing needs to be changed. You have a travel dock, it works with that too. It works with anything with Type-C, and it will charge your device as well.
Larry, always a pleasure to catch up with you around the world, for that matter, and we've got to continue to do just that. Keep making the awesome products at OWC. We'll keep talking about them and making sure folks know what's available and get the quality stuff. It makes such a difference.
Yeah, the stuff that works. You buy the right stuff, it works, and you're happy.
Yeah, exactly. OWC.com. You don't have to put the digital in anymore. OWC.com/into, and you'll see what Larry and his team are up to on a regular basis. We'll link you, as always, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Oh, and be sure and check out the video with Larry showing us these products that he's talking about here in Vegas this week. Thanks, as always, for joining us Into Tomorrow.
You're very welcome. And Dave, there's one product I forgot to talk about.
Oh.
This is big.
Quick.
A lot of folks, super, super quick, have issues with disconnects on Type-C, whether it's from loud audio, they're doing their music production, or they got stuff on racks, they got people moving around, bumping things. We have a product called the Klingon that solves that. So if you ever have a Type-C cable disconnect on the computer, on your device, so not just for OWC devices, for everything out there, fits on, lets you use any cable, lets you use your own cables, not a proprietary cable product, fits on and secures your cable with ease.
The Klingon.
The Klingon.
I love it. At OWC.com/into. We're back with more from Las Vegas. I'm Dave Graveline. This is the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.